It is week 9 of the North Posey Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. We'll hear from Waylon Shank. A tough loss for the Vikings last week against Southridge, but they're reloading for tonight against Pike Central. Plus, we'll hear from Coach Shank about the draw in the first round of the sectional against South Vermilion. All that and more brought to you by Oriski Excavating, H&R AgriPower, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville State Emporium, and Award World Trophies. We'll take a step aside. Waylon Shank looming on deck on the other side here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on the final regular season edition of the North Posey Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. The Vikings head coach, Waylon Shank, joins the program. Coach, really appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having us on.
So let's talk about last week. Tough loss against Southridge, 42-0. How'd this game go down, and ultimately how was it decided?
Well, I mean, they definitely won the game in the trenches. Pretty dominant performance by them. You know, hats off to Coach B and his staff. They do such a great job up there getting their kids ready week in and week out. And they were by far the better team on Friday night. You know, unfortunately, we were without some key guys who were out with injury. But regardless of if they played or not, Southridge was the better team. And, you know, all the credit goes to those guys.
I'm not going to say it's a good thing that you guys lost this game, but I will ask about the potential residual effect being positive going into the postseason real soon, and we'll ask you about the sectional draw in a minute, but is there any silver lining to taking your lumps in the regular season rather than, hey, maybe a little bit later?
Oh, for sure. You know, we make it a point to learn something from what, you know, from the experience we have. And I think you learn a lot more when you lose games than you do win. Obviously, you want to win every game. Obviously, that was a conference championship opportunity for us. The better team was the conference champ, which is how it should be. But at the same time, it forced us to rethink some stuff, look into some personnel changes that need to be made. You know, rethink some schematic things that we felt like went really wrong with what we were trying to do. And, you know, you come out a better team, I think. I mean, I think our approach this week of practice has been one that has required us to refocus on some details. You know, it's made our coaches go back to some film sessions and really dive into what went wrong. And I think when you do those things and you do it with purpose, you come out a better team on the other side. And, you know, fortunately for us, we got an opportunity to play one more regular season game before, you know, it's do or die time for sectional. So, you hate to lose. You know, I hate losing as much as anybody, but at the same time, if you find some positives and find some ways to come out better on the other side, sometimes it's not always a bad thing.
So if you could be a little bit more specific about those adjustments, scheme, personnel that you are going to be making off of this loss against Southridge, and your words, you learn more from a loss than you do from a win, what would those specific changes be?
You know, for us, there's some personnel tweaks, giving some different kids some opportunities that maybe they've earned, that we've kind of been riding the same lineup as we've been going through the season. And some of those guys get complacent, they get comfortable, and we don't challenge them enough in practice. So one thing, you know, from a personnel standpoint, practice has been a lot more challenging this week, and we're giving other guys opportunity to compete for playing time and challenge those guys who have been starting throughout the year. You know, schematically, there are some things both offensively and defensively that we were doing that really wasn't putting our guys in the best spot. We probably blitzed way too much defensively to try to overcompensate for some of our defensive linemen who were not playing due to injuries. We knew going in we were going to be undersized. You know, our big All-State nose did not play in the game, and we knew going up against a rough, tough Southridge front and scheme that we were going to have to find ways to get penetration. And I think what we did was run our guys out of position a lot, and that wasn't good for us. So, you know, we kind of went back and looked at it and said, you know what, we don't need to change what we were doing. It was working. We just got to get the guys who are replacing our starters, we got to get them better prepared. So, you know, those are things. Offensively, we were bad across the board, and I think our biggest problem offensively is up front. When we play teams that we know are going to be really physical and competitive, we tend to get away from our fundamentals, and we try to overcompensate by playing harder and lunging at people, and our head was down and our feet weren't right. When in reality, when you're playing a good team, those things are magnified. So it's more about the details. It's more about the fundamentals, and you can't overcompensate by playing harder. And you know, we kind of realized, and our old line realized, that didn't work, which led them to come back this week and really focus on the week. So, like I said, there's silver lining in what happened last Friday. I think our guys got a chip back on their shoulder. I think we were, you know, probably overranked a little bit, and we were starting to listen to the media hype of, oh, they're the third, fourth ranked team in the state. Mm-hmm. Now we got to go back, and we go into the sectional as an underdog, which is a good thing for us.
So that was last week in the loss against Southridge. On the other side, we'll talk about this upcoming game on tonight, I should say, against Pike Central. North Posey trying to shake it off from Southridge, and we'll talk about that on the other side here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on week 9 of the North Posey Football Show, I'm Brad Klein with the head coach of the Vikings, Waylon Shank. And usually we save this portion of the show for the back end, talking about tonight's game against Pike Central. But let's talk about them now. We'll talk about the sectional pairing later on. So Pike Central tonight, what's the scouting report? And how do you guys shake off that loss from Southridge and get this win in the regular season finale?
Well, I mean, first things first, Pike Central is a much, much improved team. Coach Howald's doing a good job with that group. I know he's brought a lot of energy and some new life to that program, and you know, I really respect what he's doing there. And they got some athletes for sure. The Boyd kid is I think the second leading rusher in the conference right now behind Jed Galvin, and you know, he's a 1,000-yard kid who, you know, they are really creative in finding different ways to get him the football. They'll put him in the backfield. Hand him the ball, they'll put him in the slot and put him in motion and different formations and wheel him out of the backfield and pass plays. So they've done a good job of finding ways to get him in space. And when he is in space, he's one of the better athletes in our conference. So he's going to be a handful. The Meadows kid who plays a quarterback is a true dual threat kid who can run the ball, throw the ball, smart, tough kid. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full. That's a team that is playing with a lot of confidence right now. If it wasn't for a few mistakes that they made against Forest Park, they'd probably beat a good Forest Park team. You know, they shut out a pretty solid Tell City team the week before that. So they're playing their best football right now. Our guys know they're dangerous. So we're definitely, you know, in the past, you know, our guys could go in and kind of overlook them and prepare for the sectional. But our focus has been this week 100% on Pike Central.
You know, the other thing about tonight's game is that it's senior night, and you do have a handful of seniors that you're sending off, Jed Galvin being one of them. You alluded to him a moment ago. When you think about the class of 2024 as a whole, what comes to mind?
You know, for this group, and it's something that we harped on this week, is they're one win away from being the winningest senior class in North Posey football history. Mm-hmm. So that means a lot to these guys. A couple of these guys have started since their freshman year. Jed Galvin and Gavin Myers have been two kids who have really started for day one for us. Isaac Lugs is a kid who has started for 3 years for us. You know, so this has been a senior class that's really helped turn our program back to where it's recognized on the state level. So we definitely want to send these guys out on the right note. A lot of stuff going on at Joe Jingle Ball Field tonight. You know, we do have senior night. Our homecoming was postponed with the hurricane that came through. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do a homecoming ceremony tonight. We're going to do senior night ceremony tonight. And you know, who knows what else is going to pop up. But it's going to be a great atmosphere for our guys. And it's how it should be for the senior class as we send them off.
North Posey football head coach Waylon Shank here on WREF. The Vikings getting ready to play their regular season finale, their senior night, their homecoming, all against Pike Central, a 3-win team. Let's see if North Posey can end the regular season strong going into the postseason, which we'll talk about on the other side here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Wrap it up shop here on WREF. It is week 9 of the North Posey Football Show. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you, the head coach of the Vikings, Waylon Schenk, here on WREF. All right, so, Coach, there is a game tonight, but there's also certainty that this is not the last game of the season. You got the postseason, blind draw yields, South Vermillion on the road, and they're undefeated. So when you got the draw this past weekend, what came to mind? What was your reaction?
It's one of those deals where we kind of accepted the fact before the draw that we were going to be on the road because we've been on the road, I think, 7 of the last 8 years to start the sectional. So, this year brings a little bit of a different challenge because we were traveling everywhere. We were kind of the outlier in 2A with some of the reclassifications, and, it's going to force us to go up to Clinton, Indiana for our first sectional game, and that's 2.5-hour drive for our guys. So, we were actually kind of excited about the draw. We needed, after what happened at Southridge, I think we needed to kind of reset expectations, find some newfound kind of energy, something to get us going. And our guys were excited to see the fact that we're going to have to go play a team who's undefeated. And, we like the underdog role. And when the new coaches poll came out this week and we saw that South Vermillion was ranked 5th and we had dropped down to 10, I mean, it was. I saw some energy back in our program where, we kind of have gotten complacent and it was time for us to kind of go reprove ourselves. So, they're going to be a tough challenge. They get Attica tonight, and Attica's 0-8, so we're sure they'll go in to that first-round sectional game 9-0. And, going on the road, going against a senior-heavy team is going to be a challenge, but I think that's what gets our guys excited. They love the opportunity. They love the challenge. They like playing on the road. We did this last year when we went to Triton Central, and they were the number one team in the state when we played them in our run last year. So it actually kind of played out the way I kind of hoped it had with them.
Has the Wildcat prep began at all? Are you divvying up your staff and scouting them? Are you looking at any tape, or is it just pedal to the metal, full-fledged Pike Central for tonight?
We have divvied up that task. About half of our staff has focused on Pike Central all week and broke down all that film, and the other half of the staff has already started working on South Vermillion. Now our focus with our kids all week, it's been nothing but Pike Central. But there's definitely stuff going on behind the scenes to prepare for a very good South Vermillion team. I mean, the Garzolini kid is leading Class 2A in passing. After tonight, he'll probably be 2,500 yards on the season and 35, 36 touchdowns. So he's got three senior wide receivers who are all solid and experienced offensive line and experienced defense. So definitely going to be a challenge. They're definitely deserving of the ranking. And, we're excited about the opportunity to, again, go prove ourselves.
Coach, opponent aside, I have to ask you, because clearly you've done it at a high level last year, one win away from being state champions. What does it take to win in a tournament like this at this time of the year? You guys survived and advanced all the way to the state championship in 2023.
Yeah, I think the approach is you got to go all in each week. And if you don't do that, you'll get knocked off. And, for us last year, that's kind of how we approached it. We went all in, put everything we had in terms of preparation and energy, and not just as a staff, but as a community and as a program. And, when you win the game and you survive, you enjoy it for about 24 hours and then you do it again. You got to refine all that energy it takes because, I think the hardest thing to do in high school sports is win a football sectional. And the reason I say that, it's a three-week process. It's a grueling process. It's physical. There's good competition. There's challenges because you're seeing so many different systems and there's travel involved. And, there's no routine. In all other high school sports, you can win a sectional in 3 or 4 days. But to do it in football, it takes 3 weeks, and it takes 3 weeks of hard preparation and physicality. And, we learned what it takes last year, and hopefully that experience that we have will help us do the same thing this year.
Waylon Schenck, the head coach for North Posey football, getting ready for tonight's game in the regular season finale, in homecoming, and the senior day, and all going to be very, very exciting. The Vikings trying to finish the regular season on a high note tonight against Pike Central. Coach, really appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thanks for having us.
All right, you've been listening to Week 9 of the North Posey Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.